This principle the Gemara has here in Gittin Daf Zion, that Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevi Takala Al Yedei Tzadik. And therefore the Gemara assumes it's untenable that Rechinin Gamliel actually was fed Abram and Achai. It must be that they were, people in the kitchen were thinking of feeding it to him, but he didn't actually, or they did serve it, but he didn't eat it. The two places where that principle clearly appears are exclusively here in Gittin and in the first parak of Chulin, a series of Gemaras in the first parak of Chulin. Mesar Shashar says Yevamis and Ksubis, but Tosfos already raises a Girsa question. Does that the principle appear there or not? The Girsa question. These are really the two certified locations where this principle appears, a principle which is, we might not at first have thought is a halachic principle. The Gemara clearly assumes is a practical, hands-on halachic principle. We spent some time earlier today, in the first piece of Shir, taking a look at the Gemara in Gittin. Let's begin to explore one of the episodes in Chulin. Gemara talks about the concept of demai, just a word of introduction. Demai is the topic of an entire mesechta. It is a din rabbanim, discussion about this, perhaps in a Mishnah, depending on Gersa questions, and a Gemara, the end of Sota Daf Memches, that the Min HaTorah, we know there's a din daraisa of Trumas and Maisers, a mitzvah to be mafresh Trumas and Maisers when you have produce growing in Eretz Yisrael. After you mafresh Truma that goes, small amount of Truma goes to the Kohen, Maiser Rishon goes to the Levi, then depending on the year, take either Maiser Sheni or Maiser Ani. And once the Truma and Maisers are taken off, you're allowed to eat the remaining roughly 79% of the produce. But until the Truma and Maisers are taken off, 100% of the produce is called tevel and is an iser chamer to eat. So that's a din. If you didn't take off tumor meisters yet, it's tevel. And once it's taken off, like we explored other in context of other gittin sugars around the year, at that point, once it's tumor meisters taken off, it's chulim mesukan. Min haTorah, as we explored in the beginning of days and days, eidachana b'isurin. And as we explore in the beginning of days and days, also, Min HaTorah rely on a rove. But here's an exception. That over the course of the Bayesheni, they noticed a rise in the number of Amei HaAretz, the number of Jews who were not fully observant, who were beginning to take liberties with Hafrashas Masros. Not Hafrashas Truma, Hafrashas Masros. In response to that, the early Tanoim made a Takana of Demai, a new institution, that if you buy produce from an Amei HaAretz, it's not clear to you that Masros were taken off, it has the status of like a tevel drabanan called damai. Damai, what is this? And you're required to do another round of hafrashas maser. We're pretty sure that the Amei HaAretz take off truma. Maser is not so clear. And Gemara explains, rov Amei HaAretz maser. Most Amei HaAretz do take off maser. So that's why Min HaTorah discusses in Ulben Daf Beis. Min HaTorah, there's no need to be mafresh or anything. Min drabanan, they made a takana. You got to take off masros. So in that context, we have this story. The bottom of Vav Amunau. Rabbi Zeira of Asi, Iklu Ulefundaka di Yoi. Rabbi Zeira and Rav Asi, two Amaroim, traveling together, they arrive at an inn in the town of Yoi. Okay, a pundak in the town of Yoi. It's a Jewish inn, but the proprietor was a Jew who was an Amaretz. Nice fellow, but did not seem to be very learned nor fully observant in Amaretz. Aisu lekamayu beitzim emetzumakos b'yayin. And the hotelier reserves them for supper eggs that were prepared in wine. Grilled in wine, Rashi says. Interesting recipe. I guess they marinate the eggs and they grill them. Not sure exactly how that worked. The chefs in the room can think about how you'd adapt that recipe. One thing you don't want to adapt is using the type of wine that was being served there. The eggs are fine. The Jews have ne'amanas that the eggs are from a kosher species. But how about the wine? We're not worried about the wine being stam yenim or yenesach. But the concern is the wine comes from grapes. This is happening in Eretz Yisrael. What's the status of this wine vis-a-vis Demai? Rabbi Zeira lo ochal, Ravasi ochal. Rabbi Zeira averred, he found something else to eat, but he avoided the wine-infused eggs, and Ravasi went ahead and ate them. Amalei Rabbi Zeira Ravasi, later on Rabbi Zeira says to Ravasi, Vlachai shlomah mar taruvus Demai, weren't you worried about the, it was a tarumis. It's a blend of egg, which is obvious, doesn't grow from the ground, not a problem with Demai, and the wine, which is Demai. The fellow's a nice fellow, he's an Amaretz, though. His wine is Demai. So Rasi says, Lava datoy, I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't thinking about it. You're right. I shouldn't have eaten them. That's why you didn't eat them. I shouldn't have eaten them. I was distracted. But now Rabbi Zeira says to himself, something's wrong. I'm Rabbi Zeira. Asher Gazra Taruvas Demai Mistai Milster Vasi Lamechli Surah. Could it be that the Chachamim, when they instituted the Easter Drabar of Demai, could it be that they included even a food which is a blend of Demai and non-Demai, and yet they would bin Hashemayim, they would allow the Tzadik Rav Asi to eat it? Hashem, here we go. How could it be this fine, upstanding tzaddik Rav Asi ate treif? How are you talking? It must be its kasher. How is it kasher? So Rav Zeira says, I have to go back to the base medrash. Nafak Rav Zeira, Dok, the Ashkach, he goes out, he chazers the mind, and he finds carefully, Dok, the Ashkach, and he finds the following. I tell you on the side, it's not the snan, it's the sanya. This is not a mission. This is a tosefta, I believe. It's a brisa. Yeah, that's what I tell you on the side. The tosefta and the sanya. Halokech yayin lefseis nesocha murias olosocha aluntas. If a chaver, a fully observant Jew, who's bound by the rules of demai, buys wine from an amaret with the intent not to of drinking the wine, but of using it as an ingredient in some sort of sauce in the murias or aluntas. So, is there a demai issue or karshinin? Lasos mem tchinim, adashim, lasos resisim. I buy vegetables. I buy lentils, not to eat straight, but to mix into some sort of porridge. Chai mishum demai. So there's a demai issue. You bought a bottle of wine, you bought a bag of lentils from the Amaretz. Doesn't matter what your intent is, whether you intend to consume it straight or as part of a mixture, it has a demai issue. And again, if you worry about tevel, certainly tevel issue. However, the Braisa says, they themselves are mutar because they are taruvis. What does that mean? That means that if you buy the sauce ready-made from the Amaretz, you're allowed to consume it. I buy the sauce from Amaretz, even though it has wine, it contains wine as an ingredient, but the readiness arev, that's mutter. If I buy the wine be'en, unmixed, that's also, even though my intention is used as an ingredient. But if I buy it already b'taruvus, that's mutter. In other words, lo gazra taruvus, that's what I'm going to say. Lo gazal turu is demai. The Gemara is the further kasha and bin yashiv the kasha. That's the maskana. Maskana is that this tosefta that Rav Zeira found teaches us a principle that if you, as was the case with Rav Asi, they served him beit zim and tzimakas, but yeah, they didn't give him a bottle of wine and he mixed it in. They served him pre-mixed. They served him eggs that were infused with wine. See, they didn't give him the demai be'en. They served in the demai b'tarubis. That's mutter. What spurred Rabbi Zeira to explore Tosefta demai? Because he's trying to figure, again, a solution to the problem. How could it be that Rav Asi fell in and violated Inyan Demai? Again, we said before that there are, that this principle doesn't always apply. It should be stressed. The most obvious limitation of this principle, presumably, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't suspend the tzaddik's bechira chashus. Rachman Atzlan, he has the right to make a terrible decision, but Mazid choose to do an aveira. He has bechira chashus. But the Gemara is saying a takala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't bring a takala. He's trying to b'shogeg, to fall in by accident. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would see that won't end up happening. So in the case of the Gemara we saw in Gittin, what was the teretz? It must be that the story was that he ended up in Metzias, never actually eating it. That was the solution to this kasha of in a kasha baruch hu takal yadam. Here in Chulin, the solution is he did eat it, but it wasn't. If you know enough of Hilchos Demai, this such a case is actually not a violation of Demai. Demai is only usher when you receive it from the Amaretz Be'en, not when you receive it from Amaretz Betarus. Let me ask you a question. In the few minutes that remain. Thinking about the way the Gemara in Gittin solves the problem. How could Reb Zeirev solve the problem without Chazarin Tosef to Demai? Yeah.
Well, I was going to say that he said he never actually ate it, but he was right there, so he saw him eat it.
Right, he did see him eat it. But you're onto something.
You can say that Demai wasn't actually
Tava. Yeah, he could have said. He ate, he got what, it's true he ate wine-infused eggs that were provided by the Amaretz, but not all Demai is Tava. As a matter of fact, we said before, Rove Ami Haaretz Ma'asrin. Even among the Ami Haaretz, most of them now take off Truma, which was universal, most of them take off Ma'asrin as well. That's why Minat Torah, it's Mutter. Minat Torah, follow the rope. Chazal said, in this case, we should make a special Dindra Banan. You ought to be choshish for the miut. So why didn't Zerah just say, look, if the Tzadik Rav Asi ate it, and didn't Min HaShamayim cause it, and it fell on the floor, he lost his appetite, it must be that this batch of wine happens to be Isma Usar, that the Amar to run this Pundik in the town of Yai is Ma'aser. Why didn't Rav Zerah give that simple solution? Parallel to the solution that Gemara gives in Gittin. So, a number of Achronim point out, I think first among them is Yosef Engel. He's quoted, Achronim Wasserman talks about this sugya in three places, in Kovetz Aris and Yivamis, Kovetz Biro and Gittin, and Kudus Divri Sofrim. And the Stipler talks about it in Demai, and they all quote Rav Yosef Engel in Asa Daraisa, who says, apparently, you know what you see from here? You see from here that even if it was true, the fact he didn't give an answer, it must be that even if, in fact, this Amaret had been Ma'aser, it would still be a violation of eating Demai. Wow. In other words, this is the first step in analyzing this Gemara. We'll end for now with the first step. In other words, what's the nature of the Takana Drabbana of Demai? I could have thought that the Takana Drabbana of Demai didn't create a new Aveira. It just said, you know, there's an Aveira of Tevel, but in a case you buy things from Aretz, the Rove is, it's not Tevel. Chazal came and said, you should be Choshesh for the Mir. That's what I ever thought. It was Takana B'Torah Suffolk. Takana was, be Choshesh for the Mir, the narrow Suffolk that maybe wasn't Ma'aseh. It says Yosef Engel, but you see from Rabbi Zeira's response, Nafak Dav Yashkach, that even if the truth is it wasn't Tevel, it's still Demai. They create a new Isser Vadai of Demai. If you got from the Amaret and you don't know, then that pair of criteria creates a new Isser Darabanan called Demai. And regardless of whether in fact it's Tevel or not, it's Demai. And therefore, the only solution was, must be that this wasn't even Demai. Not just it wasn't Tevel, it wasn't even Demai. The Rebbe of Engel has other rights also to that principle. And Richard, tomorrow we'll think about how that, if you mesh that with what Tosa says about Ben Dov Shel Tzadik, you come to other interesting conclusions as well. Have a great day, Chavah.